Dennis Law State Basketball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports Crew live courtside for all the action of Warriors basketball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
It has been a long and winding road for the Stan State 2024-25 basketball team. Early season success was derailed by injury and ineffectiveness. The Warriors responded with a solid start to the conference season, but a tough final 3 weeks where the team has gone 1-4 and will result in their season ending here this afternoon. They will wrap it up against CCAA and West Region Power Cal State San Bernardino, who under second-year coach Gus Arginal has secured another 20-win season and more than likely an NCAA tournament berth. It will be the final game for five Warrior seniors who have played a huge part in the culture change and have left this program in better shape than when they arrived. We will say goodbye to them and basketball for another season this afternoon. One final game, the Warriors and Cal State San Bernardino, coming up next.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Fitz, where today it is the final game of the 2024-25 basketball season, as the Stanislaus State Warriors will take on national power. They've finished in the top four in the NCAA tournament the last 2 years, the Cal State San Bernardino Yotes. My name is Brian Nelson, going to bring all the action here on the Played Against Sports pregame show. And our theme today, Senior Swan Song, as we will say goodbye and thank you to five Warrior seniors. Some have been here for a couple of years, a couple of them have been here for four plus, and they have had a huge part in the transition of this program. And so it'll be tough to say goodbye, but also an opportunity as the Warriors will turn the page at the end of this afternoon and prepare for next year. And for the Warriors, a couple things to look at. Number one, you want to play a full 40. You want this to be a full 40-minute game. Give your seniors and your team a chance to win the ball game in the final 5 minutes and find a way to make some plays and leave the Fitz this afternoon with a good taste in your mouth. Number two, you want your head held high because you know that you have improved. The Warriors have already improved by 3 wins. They got a chance to improve by 4 wins. That doesn't sound like a lot, but that's nearly 25% improvement win total from one season to the next. That's a big improvement, and that sets the tone for next year when hopefully the Warriors can take that next step, get into the conference tournament, and put in a winning season. And finally, the best is yet to come. This is a Warrior team that's got some extremely talented red shirts that will be ready to go next year. They'll bring back a solid core, including Daniel Amaya, but it will be hard to say goodbye to Jeremiah Jones, Mata Filet, Cam Walker, JT, and Will Chabrin. And so when the Warriors began the season nearly 4 months ago, but before we continue that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about San Bernardino. San Bernardino trying to secure the number 3 seed in the conference tournament. If they win today, they will be the 3 seed and they will take on Cal State LA. If they lose and Pomona and Humboldt win, then they could be seated as low as 5th. So a big game for the Yotes. Number two, they are playing without Guillory and Jordan Williams, two of their top defensive players. They've got to find some way to get going and get some depth. They play 6 guys almost exclusively. They've got to figure out how to make that work. And finally, most importantly, they want to leave here healthy. When you play 6 guys in rotation, you cannot afford to have any of those guys get hurt. They've got to play a clean 40 minutes and walk out of here feeling good physically. Well, as I said, the Warriors began their season nearly 4 months ago in Hayward. There was an anticipation of a culture change and improved play for Coach Paul Trevor's squad. That has proved to be the case, as Stanislaus has been much more competitive this year and is a chance today with an upset of the Yotes to increase their win total by 25% from last year. Yesterday, I sat down with Coach Trev to talk about the 5 seniors who will play their final game today at the Fitz and what they have meant to him and the program. We'll also look at what this team must do today to upset the Oats. It's the Coach Trev Show, brought to you by Crivelli Insurance.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Basketball coach Paul Trevor and Trev, hard to believe it's been 4 months since we got rolling in Hayward, and now we wrap it up here today. Just give us quick thoughts on just what this season has meant for you as a coach and personally.
Yeah, it's crazy. We always talk about how, you know, early in the year, everyone matters, every game matters, everything matters. It's going to go by before you know it. And then here we are, you know, early March, and it's wrapping up. The season was, I would say, very successful, except for we again didn't complete some of the games and our goals that we really wanted to. But I would say overall, it turned out to be really a good year in the sense of we had a great team culture, and we knocked on the door of the playoffs.
Now, Coach, we're going to say goodbye to five seniors. Maybe we talked about four of them, and then we'll kind of save JJ for last. But Cam Walker, Jonathan Changang, Mata Filet, and Will Chavron, a big impact in changing the culture of your program.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Mata's been here 4 years, and, you know, the goal was to make the playoffs for Mata, and, since post-COVID, and Mata, you know, gave a lot to this program. He'll hang in our wall. He's taken probably the most charges anybody's ever taken in the school history. And then you have Will, who transferred over from Pomona and, you know, has really been it's nice to see him grow and get the love of basketball back. And, you know, Cam Walker, a local kid who, we're very, very proud of, and he, you know, he's been really a great asset, a great leader to our program. And then you're looking at, we'll hold on to JJ, JT, Jonathan Tchengen, and John, he's been great. I mean, like, he went through a tough year last year, up and down, starting and then not playing a lot. And then he stuck with it, and he's been a great contributor on this group.
And now we get to JJ, who may have had one of the most impressive offensive seasons that we've seen since you've been here, maybe since I've done this. The consistency, every game in double figures going into today, chance to finish in the top three in scoring in the conference. But his story goes way beyond the stats.
Oh, without a doubt. I was thinking about him this week, early in the week, and, you know, he would be like a short story. You know, you'd want to write a children's novel about him because of the journey he's taken. And, you know, he just started with him just wanting an opportunity to try out. And he turned a 1-day tryout into a 14-day tryout into an opportunity to play on the team, and then eventually earned a scholarship by his junior year, and then just continued to grow and get better and better. And he's been through a lot, you know, with the passing of his dad, and he's so mentally strong and tough, and he's a great leader within our program. And he's a special young man, and he will truly be missed.
And finally, Coach, an opportunity to play, finish up the season against Cal State San Bernardino. Coach Arginal, another 20-win season, another conference tournament berth, more than like another NCAA tournament berth. What is about this program that you were a part of for many years and now continues to just be so solid and consistent year after year?
Well, it's a Division II All-Star team. I mean, they have Evan from Chico, Andrew Henderson from Sonoma State, and the big shooter from San Marcos, Charlie Henderson, and then they have Welpu, who was at Western Washington. It's a Division II All-Star team. I believe they have a guard who was also at San Marcos, and they have the ability to recruit heavily and get guys into school and build it right there. And Gus does such a great job of creating that team culture and getting them all to buy in. And yeah, it's going to be a tough game tomorrow. There's no doubt about it.
And finally, Coach, thank you for the time that you take to give the fans a little bit of insight, not only before the game, but at halftime. We just appreciate so much. I appreciate you as a friend and just the opportunity to do this. It's been a lot of fun. And before we know it, November will be here again.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And thank you. And thank you for all the Warrior fans.
That'll do it for the Coach Trev Show for this year. When we come back, all the starting lineups and the tip right after this.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Katana Sushi. First Division, Cal State San Bernardino Yotes. Starting at one guard, a 6-foot graduate student from San Bernardino, Evan Oliver. The other guard position, a 6-foot senior from Macon, Georgia, Jordan Jones. At 1-4 position, a 6'9 senior from Ladera Ranch, California. That is Charlie Henderson. The other forward position, 6'4 junior from San Jose. That is Elijah Washington. And the third forward will be 6'5 senior from Chatsworth, California, and Andrew Henderson. The Yotes are coached by Gus Arginal. His assistants are Tim Bross, Micah Dykes, and Marcus Black. For Stanislaus State Warriors, starting one guard, this will be the senior crew. 6'3 senior from Vacaville, Jeremiah Jones. The other guard position, 6'1 senior from Turlock, Cameron Walker. At 1-4 position, 6'3 senior from Kennesaw, Georgia, Jonathan Changang. The other four position, a 6'4 senior from Oakland, Will Chavron. And at center, 6'6 senior from East Oakland, Mata Flay. The head coach of the Warriors is Paul Trevor. His assistants are Jordan Santa Maria, D.C. Fullen, Frank Mage, and Jerome Jenkins. And the Warriors and the Yotes going to get a chance to get a little loose today. And while we do that, we'll give you our What to Watch For, brought to you by 10-Pin Fun Center. Marquee matchup should be a fun one today. Two of the top guards in the conference, Evan Oliver and Jeremiah Jones. They will go at it today, and it'll be a lot of fun to see which one of those two guys gets the better of one another. They have played against each other for 4 years. This will be the final time these two will face one another. And our numbers to know, shooting the ball from three. Can the Warriors shoot 35% today from the three-point line? If they do that, they got a chance to win this game. If they don't, if the Warriors are sub 30% on threes, unless San Bernardino throws it all over the gym, Warriors are going to be in big trouble. So we're going to take a very short break as they're going to give the teams an extra 3.5 minutes to get loose. We'll come back with more Warrior basketball right after these messages.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denair High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordofTurlock.com to learn more.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
We're all fascinated by distant places. dreaming of adventures and opportunities?
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Well, it's the schedule for the CCAA and the InsureCal CCAA Out of Town Scoreboard. Brian Nelson back here at the Fitz as we prepare long senior day introduction. So the coaches decided, the officials decided to give the players an extra 3-4 minutes so nobody'd pull something here to start the game. In games that matter in conference tournament situation, only everything is set. Dominguez is the one. Chico is the two. LA is the six. The 3, 4, 5 is still up for grabs. They'll all play Thursday afternoon. San Bernardino wins, they're the three. If they lose, then it gets interesting between Humboldt and Pomona and San Bernardino. So San Bern could be as high as three. They could be as low as 5, depending on what happens here this afternoon. Pomona is in Monterey. L.A. is in San Francisco. Sonoma will be at Humboldt later this afternoon. That game will not begin until 5 o'clock. And then tonight, Dominguez Hills and East Bay will go at it. East Bay, who fell to L.A., blew a huge lead in that game and lost and allowed L.A. to clinch the sixth and final spot in the conference tournament. So San Bern wins. They will play L.A. on Thursday afternoon. If they lose, we shall see. We're about ready to get this started. Want to give you the starting lineups again. It'll be Oliver and Jones in the backcourt. Henderson, Charlie, that is. Henderson, Andrew, that is. And actually, they have changed the starting lineup. It's going to be now Nick Welp will be at center. A 6'9 senior from Seattle, transfer from Western Washington. This is all transfers. Oliver from Chico State. Welp from Western Washington. Andrew Henderson from Sonoma State. Charlie Henderson from Cal State San Marcos. So it is a transfer crew. As officials are, I'm trying to read, and we got lots going on here today, and the game hadn't even started yet. And Jordan Jones, who is a transfer from Mercer. So a lot of D1 and D2 transfer portal guys for the Yotes, and they will graduate pretty much the entire team, and they will reload it again next year. That's just how things go in San Bernardino. They've got the ability to do that, and that is one of the reasons why they have been so, so successful. Well, we're waiting to get this game started. We'll give you an update on the baseball games. Stanislaus in danger of losing the first three games in their series down in Dominguez as they trail 5-0 in the fifth inning of the 7-inning game. The Warriors have scored one run in that series thus far. Earlier today, it was Simpson upsetting East Bay 11-10 in a non-conference game. San Francisco State even their series with Cal State San Bernardino. Gators winning 12-4. Chico State won the first two games of their series against Pomona by a score of 4-3. And early in the first inning of the first game of doubleheader, San Marcos got two in the first, and they lead LA 2-0. And Autumn will give you some updates around the track as the Kim Deist Invitational going on today. And from the softball field as Warriors with a chance to do some serious upsetting of Chico State as they have had a great start to their softball. That is why Leah Biflores was not here for the women's game. He has been over there at the softball diamond. And so a lot going on here at Stanislaus State campus here in Turlock. So it'll be the Warriors in their home whites and their black numbers outlined in red. the Yotes in their black traveling jerseys, white numbers outlined in royal blue. Officials for today's game, a veteran crew, it'll be Horace Shields, Nikki Carruthers, and Michael Dodson. Stanislaus, who's dropped four of their last five, and yet they have either had the lead or been within 5 points in the final 5 minutes of all five of those games, but not able to finish it. A win today by the Warriors and a loss by East Bay, and the Warriors will finish in a tie for seventh in the conference, which, considering the Warriors were picked to finish last in the conference, that is a big improvement over what the prognosticators had anticipated. Some things we'll be looking at today. Jeremiah Jones, 6 assists away from 150 in his career, and he's 35 points away from 900. He gets to 35. Warriors got a good chance today. The tip is won by Charlie Henderson. It'll be Yote basketball to start the ball game. Andrew Henderson, the transfer from Sonoma State, has been great. Step back three. Back iron, no good. JT with the block out and the rebound. And it'll be the Warriors basketball. These two teams played a tight game in San Bernardino, though Yotes won by 13, but the game was much closer than that. Chavron steps into a three and knocks down the triple. Will Chavron, who has been struggling terribly from behind the arc recently, steps into that three and buries it. And you never know on senior day. Sometimes seniors can come out and play out of their minds. We saw that 2 years ago when the Warriors blasted a very good Dominguez Hills team on senior day. Oliver, the transfer from Chico State, out to Charlie Henderson. His three ball's good. You cannot lose him. Henderson, though, a big guy, can really shoot the basketball. And the Yotes tie it at three. Fillet out high. Hands it off to JT. We apologize. JT will step back and miss about an 18-footer. And the rebound pulled down by the Yotes. Quickly the other way as Welp. Gets it to Oliver, to Jordan Jones, penetrates, cut off on the baseline. Another three by Henderson, and an air ball that time. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball. Walker across the timeout. I want to remind you, we apologize, Flo College having some issues with the score on the screen, but as I said in the women's game, that's just old-fashioned basketball. You got to listen. I will do my best to keep you updated on the score. Screen comes from J.J. Chavron. Still got the basketball. Too much dribbling. Chavron takes it all the way in, and the ball will be knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Stanislaus basketball. 8 seconds on the clock. Walker to trigger it in. Walker, three ball. Short, no good, and Andrew Henderson with the rebound. Oliver looks to penetrate. He'll bump into JJ, missed the shot. Welp with the offensive rebound and the putback. The 6'9 transfer from Western Washington is a handful. He just went right over the top of the much smaller Warriors and got the putback, and Sanburn up and out in front 5-3. There will be not a lot of substitutions by the Yotes. They're going to play six guys today. You'll see one, maybe two extras. Cameron Pierce be the one guy you see off the bench quickly. JT knocks down the triple. And again, Henderson and Welp, they will run the floor. On a made basket, they will take off. And if your bigs don't get down the floor, they will get easy buckets. Down inside to Henderson, cutting as Fillet got lost on the pick. And he lays it in. And it's 7-6 Yotes. Gus Arginal, the former East Bay coach who followed Eric Musselman to Nevada and Arkansas, on the sideline for the Yotes in his second season. He's done a good job keeping the program going well after Andy Newman had built it into another national power after Jeff Oliver did. Step in three by JJ is good. Well, the Warriors hit three of their first four triples, and they lead 9-7. Henderson, Charlie, that is. We're going to call him Charlie and Andrew because otherwise it's going to get way too confusing. Charlie on the block against the much smaller JT. Double team from Walker. Gets away. Ends up in the hands of Welp. His three ball is going to be off, no good. And a good block out by JT allows JJ to pull down the rebound. Warriors lead by two. 3.5 minutes in. JJ almost loses it. Gets it back. Hounded by Jordan Jones. To Fillet. Back to JJ. Step back three. in and out, no good. Cam Walker with the offensive rebound. Back to Chavron. He'll penetrate. Back to Cameron. His three ball from the corner. Short, no good. And the rebound chased down by Charlie Henderson. JJ and Cam both had good looks, just couldn't make them. Oliver to Jones. Swing it around now in Andrew Henderson's hands. He has been absolutely playing out of his mind lately. Jordan Jones takes it inside. He's going to get fouled. See if they call it a shooting foul. It's going to be on JJ. It will be. Well, Jones will be at the line shooting too. 9-7 Stanislaus, 15:44 to go here in half number one. We'll be right back after this.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit your pocket like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Welcome back here at the Fitz. Warriors off to a good start. 3 of 6 from behind the arc. They are 0 for 1 inside the arc. San Bernardino, 3 of 7 from the field. They are just 1 of 4 from 3. Warriors lead 9-7. Usually you see the last game of the year, everybody plays a little loose. Warriors, this will be the end of their season, and San Bernardino will play next week regardless. Doesn't mean teams don't play hard and focus, but there's just a relaxation sometimes that comes with the final game of the regular season. It'll be Jordan Jones to the free throw line. Jones, the transfer from Mercer, Division I school, averages a little over 6.5 points a game, a 92% free throw shooter, and he's been playing well as of late. Last two games, he is averaging 11 points per game, shooting 47% from the field. We'll head to the line. First foul on JJ, first team foul, first foul of the ball game. So Jordan Jones, who wears number 6, that's one thing we have seen now in college basketball over the last couple of years. They allow the higher single-digit numbers as Jones makes the first free throw. Makes it a 1-point Stanislaus lead. Nice crowd here across the way on senior day. Second free throw is also good, and it's back to a 9-9 tie. Oliver, a little backcourt pressure, but nothing too serious. He was sixth man for Chico State the last couple years. Wide open, Cam Walker buries the triple. Cam Walker with 2 threes as he got completely lost, and the Warriors back up 12-9. All 12 points from behind the arc. We said the Warriors going to stay in this game. They got to shoot it from three. So far, so good. Welp against the much smaller Chavron. Picks up his dribble. Finds Henderson over to Jones. Got too many Hendersons and Jones on the floor right now. Evan Oliver, he'll step into a three ball and miss it. No good. Rebound is volleyballed into the hands of Andrew Henderson. He spins. Fade away is going to be good from 5. Warriors have got to hit the defensive glass. They did not do that at key moments here on Thursday night, and it cost them against Pomona. 12-11 Stanislaus. Out to Chavron. Chavron looks to penetrate. Cut off. Hands it off to JT. JT against the much bigger Henderson. Takes it inside and scores it. Charlie Henderson bigger, but JT a lot quicker. JT got to the 10, and it's 14-11 Warriors. Oliver down on the block. Welp, who scores it. Warriors tried to be a little over-aggressive, tried to get the steal. Filet didn't get it, and Welp made him pay, and it's 14-13. JT out high, pump fake. Against Henderson. Henderson a little better defense this time. Tough shot by JT. Shoots it way too hard, and here comes Oliver the other way. And Chavron going to foul Oliver as he takes it into the basket. That is Evan Oliver's game. Get out in transition, get going downhill, and take it to the basket. Get fouled and go to the free throw line. Second team foul on the Warriors. First on Chavron. Evan Oliver, the son of former San Bernardino coach Jeff Oliver, had a great career at Chico State and then decided in his final year of eligibility to transfer to his dad's old school. Makes the first free throw. Oliver averaging a little over 14 and a half points a game. Oh, nearly 5.5 assists a game as Daniel Amaya checks in for the first time for Amada Filet. Oliver, a 70% free throw shooter. Oliver, just a max effort guy. It's the absolute most out of his ability. He misses the second free throw, and the game is tied at 14. Walker to Chavron. Out to the high post to Amaya. Swinging around, see where's keep good ball movement going. JJ going to penetrate. Tough floater in the lane's going to be back iron, no good. Chasing after it is JJ, but ends up in the hands of Jordan Jones, who throws it to Oliver, who loses it, gets it to Charlie Henderson, who finds Welp for the dunk. Well, it was great hustle play by Oliver and Henderson to keep it alive, and then Welp picked up the garbage and threw it down, and San Bernardino a 2-point lead. Chavron way out high as the Warrior offense getting stagnant. JT going to put it on the deck. Kick it back to Amaya. Hand it off to JJ. JJ going to penetrate. Take it inside amongst the trees. Finds JT. Three ball left side. Got it! JT buries the triple. And the Warriors back out in front. 17-16. Warriors raining the three ball here to start the game. Oliver's three is going to be good. You cannot sleep on San Bernardino in transition, even on a made basket. They're going to push it the other way, and they're back out in front 19-17. JT out high. Gets it to Cam. Cam hounded by Oliver. Picks up his dribble, ends up over in the hands of JJ, back to Cam. 10 on the shot clock. Screen comes from Amaya. Give and go, not there. Now they find Amaya. Can't pick it up. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be San Bernardino basketball. First turnover of the night for Stanislaus. It's a good pass in there. Amaya just couldn't grab it in traffic. And San Bernardino looking to build on a 2-point lead. Oliver looks to go downhill. Gets cut off by Daniel. Out to Andrew Henderson. His three ball is going to be back iron. Chasing after it ends up in the hands of Oliver, who buries the triple. Timeout, Coach Trev. Warriors giving up too many offensive rebounds, and you cannot do that against an offensive explosive team like the Yotes. 22-17, San Bernardino over Stanislaus, 12-11 to go. We'll be back after this.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. At Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. The Stan State men and women's track and field teams are hosting this weekend in the Kim Dice Invite at the Al Brenda Track located at Warrior Stadium. Both teams are currently in second place after 11 events scored with 91 points for the men and 72 points for the women. Live results and meet information can be found on warriorathletics.com.
And keep checking that as that will continue on into the evening. And they will finish those big-time races under the lights later tonight. 22-17 San Bernardino. So near the 12-minute mark, both teams shooting the lights out. Zimmer checks in for Chavron. Amaya out high, gets it back to Zim. Give and go, and Amaya had it, but he got grabbed by Henderson, I believe. It is going to be on Henderson. That'll be his first personal, first team foul on the Yotes. The thing when you're San Bernardino and you basically play six guys, can't get anybody hurt, you can't get anybody in foul trouble. That is a double whammy for them. Warriors got to continue to attack the basket. Walker to trigger it in. Warriors get a new 20 seconds on the shot clock. Way out high to Amaya. Hands off to Zimmer. Guarded by the much taller Henderson. Be a tough for Zimmer as Daniel goes inside, and he's going to be fouled as he misses the dunk, but he'll be fouled. I think it's going to be on Welp. No, it's going to be on Charlie Henderson, and that's his second personal. And Cameron Pierce going to have to check in for the Oats. That's a big second foul on Henderson. Amaya to the free throw line. Daniel, who's been playing so well as of late, rattles out the first free throw. Daniel, 61% free throw shooter. Four of his last five games, he has scored in double figures. He's averaging 9 points, nearly 7.5 rebounds a game. One area Daniel's got to work on second in the offseason, this. As that riddles in and out, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by San Bernardino. Yotes trying to build on a 5-point lead as the Warriors miss both free throws. So it's Pierce, Oliver, Welp, Andrew Henderson, and Jones. Jones will shoot the three and nail it. San Bernardino coming out, shooting the lights out. They are 9 of 15 from the field, 3 of 9 from behind the arc, and they lead by 8, 25-17. JT gets it inside to Daniel, back to JT, who lays it in with the left hand. Nice give and go that time between Amaya and JT, and it's 25-19. I don't think either coach that thrilled with the way his defense has played so far here in the first half. Oliver, cut off by Walker. Swing it around. Cameron Pierce, the 5'11 senior transfer from San Marcos. Teammate of Charlie Henderson's. He is the sixth guy that plays now with Guillory out. Pump fake by Oliver. Swing it around. Jordan Jones wide open again. This time he misses it, and Daniel Amaya with the rebound. Gets it to Walker. To JJ right side. San Bernardino gets back on defense. JJ gets his pocket picked by Henderson. Andrew the other way, and he will miss the layup. Gets the rebound. Wild shot, no good. Third chance, gets the putback. Warriors just getting killed on the defensive boards. That is 5 offensive rebounds for the Oats in the first 10 minutes of the game, and they've got an 8-point lead. Walker penetrates against Oliver, gets the layup to go, and the foul. Got Oliver on his hip. Oliver reached, fouled Walker, but could not stop the shot, and Cam Walker's got a chance to go to the line to convert the old-fashioned 3-point play. Amaya out, JT out, French and Filet in for the Warriors. And Coach Trev not happy with Amaya's lack of defensive rebounding here. Cam Walker has already got 3 points. He's got 6. He's hit 2. He's hit a 3. They got that back. Anyways, it's a 27-22 San Bernardino lead as we reach the midpoint of the first half. Exciting game. You like offense. Both teams are shooting it here to start. Oliver penetrates. Floater in the lane is good. Oliver just hung up there and knocked down the 15-footer at the free throw line. It's 29-22, and San Bernardino shooting extremely well, especially inside the arc. They are 6 of 8 inside the 3-point line. Zimmer picks up his dribble, gets it to Filet, back to JJ. JJ gets double-teamed, takes it all the way in and scores it. And now Gus Arginal drops his shoulders and like, what are we doing? 29-24. Oliver, long three, no good, and Zimmer there for the rebound. Time Warriors did a better job blocking out. They trail by 5. Walker, left wing, gets it to JJ. Way out high. Screen comes from Filet. JJ just going to pull up from about 28 feet and miss it. Filet high for the offensive rebound. And it's going to be off of Lloyd French, and it'll be Yotes basketball. Falu Cisse, 6'7 junior from Senegal, will check in. He plays very sparingly, but he'll get some run here. Midway through the first half, Oliver gets left all alone and lays it in. Well, they ran a pick and roll, and the two guys went with Cisse and left Oliver all by himself, and he just took it all the way and said thank you very much and laid it in with the right hand. Warriors trail by 7, 31-24. Warriors got to stay within an offensive set. Can't get too one-on-one here. This is not a team you want to do that against. Welp going to check back in next dead ball. Walker, a lot of dribbling. Behind the back pass to Filet, who is going to travel. And right now, the Warriors offensively out of whack. Welp will check in. Out is Andrew Henderson. So it'll be Welp, Cisse, Jordan Jones, Oliver, and Pierce. And somebody forgot to help Cameron Pierce inbound the basketball. Warriors trail by 7, 31-24. San Bernardino shooting 57% from the field. Warriors shooting great, but too many mistakes defensively. Cameron Pierce. Wild pass, hits something. Ends up in the hands of JJ. To Cam Walker. Pull up three. Way long. Nice offensive rebound by Zimmer. Gets it into Filet. Back to French. To Walker. Walker penetrates. Out to Zimmer. Three ball right corner. No good. And there's Mata Filet for the two-handed flush. Mata's 100th career field goal, and it's a dunk. And then the Warriors fall asleep and down the other way as well. Who lays it in? Warriors transition today off made baskets. Not what Coach Trev would like to see. JJ gets it to Cam. To Filet. Filet puts it on the deck against Cisse, and he'll be called for the offensive foul. That's kind of been the story of the afternoon. Warriors make a great play and then make a couple plays that you shake your head, and that was one of them. It'll be San Bernardino basketball when we get back. 33-26 Yotes over the Warriors. You're listening to Stanislaus State Basketball on Blue Chip Broadcasting in conjunction with Flow College.
You're up before the sun.